Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. We are in the middle of Invasive Species Week. Now, non-native species have a huge impact on biodiversity loss, and by taking part in the week, you can help protect our environment and wildlife. Colette O'Flynn is the Invasive Species Officer with the National Biodiversity Centre, which is actually based in Waterford, out at Carriganore. I spoke to Colette recently and I first asked her about the work of the centre.
The National Biodiversity Data Centre is Ireland's centre for documenting wildlife. I suppose at the basics of that is we receive sighting information on Ireland's wildlife into the centre. We work to make that publicly available and also to use that data to see how our wildlife is faring and to support schemes as well that people can get involved in for monitoring our wildlife and helping our nature do a bit better.
This now is Invasive Species Week. When we talk about invasive species, I suppose the first thing I think about is rhododendrons and the other one was Japanese knotweed, but it's much more than that, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And I suppose the ones that would be obvious are like the rhododendron ponticum, which is just one of hundreds of rhododendron species, but this is the one that is invasive. And I suppose more locally, we know it from the V, perhaps over the Knockmill Down Mountains, and you see it there completely taking over. And it does what a lot of the invasive plants do. It takes over and it outcompetes the native plants that should be there, which has knock-on negative impacts for all the other wildlife living in the area. Something like the Japanese knotweed, there's also concern about that having an impact on development, on structures. A little bit of scaremongering on that, perhaps. I think really only if there's an impairment to the structure could it be an issue, but certainly one that would want to be dealt with if it's in your area too. So invasive species, yet much more beyond that. We also have, for a long time in Ireland now, grey squirrel, which compete with the native red squirrel. We have American mink and new invaders too that are coming in all the time, and particularly in our waterways. And once they're in there, they're very hard to get rid of.
And when you're talking about the waterways and new invaders, can you give me an example and can you tell me how they get here?
So I suppose in our waterways, we have some fish species that have been introduced recently and work is underway to try and get rid of those. And I suppose they're intentionally brought in and released into our rivers, which is an offence. But much more sinister than that, perhaps, is those that are being brought in accidentally, like zebra mussels and like quagga mussel, like even some plant fragments. And they're coming in stuck on the hulls of boats, or smaller species or pathogens that are perhaps in the water, in bilge water, or engine water. And even in recent years, what will have a devastating impact in Ireland is the introduction of crayfish plague. So a plague that has come in probably on damp or wet angling equipment, or again, like in boats, bilge water, and has spread throughout the catchments or waterways in Ireland and killing the protected native white-clawed crayfish, our only freshwater crayfish species in Ireland. So it's devastating. And so what we need to do to try and prevent the introduction, particularly of aquatic species, is really checking our equipment, boats, any kind of angling gear, even boots, and drying, cleaning them and having them thoroughly dry, because desiccation will kill aquatic species. And if you can't have your equipment or your gear kind of dry between moving from one water body to another, then to take action to try and disinfect them or have a second set. It's really about thinking all the little actions we can take to help prevent further spread.
Is it a constant battle, Colette?
It is a constant battle to try and prevent the introduction and the spread of invasive species and even control the ones we have here. But it's a battle we need to take. If we can all see where we can take these prevention measures, these actions to reduce the risk of introduction, it's just such as checking and cleaning, or be careful what we're sharing. Do we have potted plants or plants in our garden we might want to share? Are there flatworms attached to it or other things that could be spread to a new site? So constantly being kind of vigilant for what actions we can do to prevent the spread. And then even something like if you have a species in your garden that looks like it's starting to get out of control and take over, maybe spreading beyond the hedge, to look and see how best to control that and remove it if possible from your garden.
The general public and people can play a part in this, even in terms of recording wildlife.
Absolutely, and that's very important. I suppose in general in the data centre, we would like to see that people are out there and recording wildlife and letting us know where that is. But for invasive species, it is particularly important that people do report them when they see them, so we know where they are. And even more so for ones that I suppose are kind of a rare occurrence in Ireland, or ones that we're looking out for. For instance, Asian hornet. So this is a species that's not yet known to be in Ireland. We've only had one sighting in 2021. But if it comes in, it has the potential to establish populations in the wild. You could go to invasives.ie and you'll find out all the information there on what they look like and how to report them.
And if you had one piece of advice for our listeners about Invasive Species Week, what are an action that they could take? What would you suggest for them to do?
If it was one action, I suppose it's just thinking as you move about from your home or from your farm or throughout the countryside, is there anything you're doing that could be causing the spread accidentally of invasive species? If so, maybe just take action to try and reduce that risk. If you're hiking, maybe check your boots when you leave the site and give them a clean before going elsewhere. Or again, like angling, draw your angling gear. Or if you're gardening or moving about the farm, are you moving soil on the wheels of your tractor and machinery that could be spreading invasives unknowingly to a new site? So just think about, how could I be spreading them and what can I do? What simple measures to reduce that risk?
And there you heard Colette. Small actions can make a big difference, and not just for this week. But for us for this week, that's it. I'll talk to you again next week for our last Hours to Protect. Until then, bye-bye.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na mBan with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.